schools in session. This is Recruiting Daily's Sourcing School Podcast. Real talk about recruiting, sourcing, and cyber sleuthing. Hot takes on sourcing tools, recruiting tech, and anything we want to talk about.
With no filter.
It's time to level up and put your sourcing pants on. Here's your dudes, Ryan Leary and Brian Fink.
All right, so what are we talking today?
We're going to talk about how you recruit. Like, one of the questions that I'm constantly getting besieged by people is, how do you start your own agency with, like, zero money in the bank? And so I'd like to say, we're going to talk about recruiting on a shoestring budget.
How do you spend $0 on your tech stack?
$0 on your tech stack. And that does not mean buying Zoho.
What it does mean.
What it does mean. So first thing I'd recommend is getting yourself a Dropbox account, a free Dropbox account. You'll be surprised how many resumes you can store inside of a Dropbox, and you'll also be surprised about the search functionality. So if you wanted to put in a bunch of Java engineers, you wanted to put in a bunch of Python engineers, and you wanted to put in a bunch of JavaScript engineers, you could do so. And when you go to the search bar to look for that document, you can type in Java or Python or JavaScript, and it'll read through the document for you. Think of it as being a poor man's ATS. Also, as long as we're talking about poor man's tool, there's Evernote, which is really good for creating notes about your candidates and making sure that that content is searchable.
Yeah.
So when you're using Evernote, Evernote is a free app. You can use it like you, and it's powered by Google search technology. A lot of people don't know that they switched that over about 2 years ago or so to actually using Google search engine to be able to index what's in your Evernotes. You can use Evernote in tandem with Google so that when you're using it in tandem, if you're searching for something on Google and it's stored in your Evernote, it'll bring that up for you as well. And that's
yes, which is amazing.
Yeah. So that's a free way that you can kind of keep track of what job orders you have and right. What candidates you've submitted. Also, as long as we're talking about submitting candidates, I would strongly suggest that you buy your own domain, which is going to be $12 a month through Google.
Whoa. $0. You said
$0?
It was spending $0.
We're going to spend $12. We're going to spend $12. It's like buying Chick-fil-A. It's going to be like buying Chick-fil-A.
All right, buying
your own domain. And spending, now I'm going to say spend $6 a month to have the G Suite activated so that you can have your own professional email address and so that you can keep track of things via Google Docs and Google Sheets. Alternatively, one of the other things that I want to throw out there to you is if you're worried about getting an applicant tracking system, getting your jobs on the web, you might want to take a look at Breezy HR. So Breezy HR and Loxo. I'll talk about Loxo and the latter. Let me talk about the former with Breezy HR. Breezy HR is a fully functional corporate ATS. If you're using the free version, you're limited to posting one job at a time. If you are going with a tool like Loxo, you can use that like it's your bullhorn, like it's your applicant tracking system, and they have a free version of that. And then I would take a look at those two tools, definitely to kind of get your feet wet. If you're a small business, Breezy's great for you. If you're an agency, look at Loxo. It's good for you as an agency. Also, if you're a small business, I'd look at using Smart Recruiters. Smart Recruiters has a free version of Smart Recruiters where you can post up to 10 jobs at a time and that there's no monthly fee or maintenance fee to it. Ryan, anything else that you can think that needs to be in the tech stack?
Oh, man. Well, I'm more on the marketing side, right? So
this is
building.
Yeah, right? This is building. Yeah. So if you need to get yourself a corporate phone number, you can always go to Google and Google Voice and get yourself a phone number there. That also is going to give you unlimited voicemail space and unlimited texting.
I am not a fan of, what's that phone? Those voicemail phones. Push one for this, two for that, just to make yourself look bigger. I'm not into that. Just get a Google Voice phone.
Just get a Google Voice phone number to do that, to kind of have that image. And then the other application that you can quote unquote get for free, is you can get Slack You can get a Slack channel and have Slack for free before paying for any of the add-ons, like being able to send GIFs or custom emojis or things of that nature, and being able to manage a small but distributed team.
Yeah, the other thing that I might mention, it depends. I mean, so some of the stuff can cover some of this, but something like an Airtable, you can use.
Airtable's awesome.
Airtable. Yeah, I mean, I love it's, you know, it's got the traditional Excel on steroids kind of feel to it, but it also has the ability to do Kanban style. So like your Trello style drag and drop left and right.
Well, that's another tool that I was going to mention was Trello. Trello. So that you can use how you're going to prioritize what your recs are and where candidates are in the process. So that you, that was something that Sarah Everett actually pioneered when I was working with her at Relis.
The other thing I would say, and depending on it, as you're building your own, I guess if you're building your own agency, you're going to need to manage marketing for job recs, right? For, you know, connecting with, you know, from B2B sales perspective, it's just part of the gig. There are plenty, especially if you're using a G Suite, there are plenty of CRMs that are out there outside of like the Loxos of the world and Grant, like keep that on the candidate side, but you're going to need something for sales, right? So some of the cheaper ones that tie directly really nicely into Gmail, Copper, which is now ProsperWorks, you know, it's ProsperWorks and now it's Copper. What else? Fresh Sales is pretty good. Part of the Freshworks group. That's a little more in-depth, complex. But these are all relatively cheap. I mean, you're talking $25 a month or less for what you're going to need as you get kicked off. So I definitely think that's something you need to be considering, especially if you're managing 50 different conversations with people for sales for your sales process, for trying to get requisitions and job orders, managing messaging. So something like a MixMax to run your messaging, again, through Gmail. I think those are also important to manage that side of the business.
All right. So we figured out how we can build that tech stack for zero to hero on.
How many was that? Let's see. Let's run down a minute. Do you remember what they were?
No, I know that we talked about Evernote. We talked about Loxo. We talked about, one of the other things that I would recommend is not necessarily going with a LinkedIn license and using free LinkedIn and using it with a Google custom search engine, hint, hint, or creating or doing some strings on Bing so that you can find the candidates in that way. And you can also pull back their email addresses.
Yeah. One more thing, and we'll put a list up. So probably below or something like that. We'll put a kind of a resource list here. Since I mentioned messaging and all of that, I'm not a huge fan of MailChimp or Constant Contact. I know they're cheap,
but people they're free.
Like them. Well, they have free versions, but for free is good. So if you're going to go free, go MailChimp. I like the money. I don't like their new
thanks giving up to the Atlanta.
I'm not, what's that?
Thanks for giving up to the Atlanta brands.
Oh yeah, that's right. They are based here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. So funny enough, we have AWeber, which is by my house where I'm at in Philly, and we're probably like 30 minutes from them. I've never been there, but I'm going to meet them this weekend. Actually, they're doing some type of video project at the in the offices where we're at, and so I'm going to be there. And
oh, that's cool.
Just on some video stuff. It was just interesting. But I love ActiveCampaign. I love ActiveCampaign, so check it out. We'll put it down in the list below. You can do free, I think, for a limited amount of time or for like up to certain number of people, but it's like $9 or $10 a month.
Right.
But you get access to all of the automation.
And the analytics.
The analytics. Beyond that, as you get deeper, it'll grow with you, right? So you have the ability to say, you know, I send an email to Brian because I see that he has jobs open. They click, you know, if you get the email and open it, and don't click on the link, I can add you to a Facebook audience. If you click on the link, I can add you to a different Facebook audience. I can, or LinkedIn or whatever, and then I can push paid marketing out that way. So I can build my marketing stack off of that. So check that out. I think that's
some freebies.
Pretty much it, man. Yeah, that's a pretty free, if not super cheap. I mean, we're under like $30.
Under $30 a month, having an agency or having your corporate recruiting gig fired up.
Means it's over.
You've been listening to the Recruiting Live podcast by Recruiting Daily. Check out the latest industry podcasts, webinars, articles, and news at recruitingdaily.com.